It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Yeah, Eaton Time. Belton Johnson is in the house. How you doing today, Belton?
I'm doing good. How about yourself there, Brent?
Oh, man, it's a fine Friday. Going to be a good weekend here. All is good. The Stampeders beat those stinking Bombers last night. Wasn't that sweet to see?
It was a great game to see. I was actually shocked and surprised, to be honest with you. You know, I always think the Bombers are somewhat the class of the league a little bit. And, wow, the Stampeders just totally shocked me in that game.
Big time.
It only took them, what, two quarters, right?
Yeah. Well, and that sets us green and white. Now we're the only undefeated team in the league right now.
That's right. Lots to be proud of for the Riders, because I'm going to tell you, I can't wait to next week, because should be a really good game, Riders and the Stamps.
Yep, next Friday night, Mosaic. Okay, so I see in our recipe this week, much like last week, you had one of my favorite ingredients. You got jalapenos in there again.
And we got jalapenos again here for you, Brad.
So, hey, you know, what do you find as you get older, do you find you're more resistant to heat, you know, in food? That does it take more to get the bang out of it?
For me, it does. You know, I keep adding and adding, and I'm like, man, where's the spice that I want more? And but you know, my kids, they're starting to like spice here a little bit. I used to put more of it to keep them away from my food, and now they're starting to catch up.
You know, it's funny. I was in my favorite Vietnamese restaurant. And I ordered a dish, and they said, do you want the mild, medium, or spicy? And I said, I want spicy. And I told them, the last time I was here, I had spicy, and I didn't feel spicy. And so I'm thinking, it's just a matter of my tongue. I guess I got to get, as you say, you just got to keep adding more heat to it to finally get that reaction. Okay, so let's get going with our recipe here, Belton.
All right. So, Brent, what we have today for you is jalapeno popper meatballs. And again, this is one of my favorites still. So what we want to do is get out a mixing bowl and combine some ground beef, ground pork, breadcrumbs, minced jalapeno, salt, pepper, egg, garlic, clove, and get that all mixed up well combined. And then do you have a stand mixer by chance, Brent?
I do.
All right. So in the bowl of a stand mixer, you know, get the whisk attachment out, and we're going to whip cream cheese until it's smooth. And then we're going to add a few more jalapenos in that as well until it's combined.
You're big on cream cheese, aren't you?
Oh, I love my cream cheese, man. I can't get enough of it. And then, so we got the meat mixture, we got the cream cheese mixture. So now the next step is to prep the meatball, and just want to scoop out, you know, how much? Probably about a tablespoon, maybe a little bit more. Yeah. And you want to form that into like a round shell, like a bowl. You see what I'm going with this, Brent?
I got you. I see it.
All right, so we got this bowl-shaped meat mixture in our hand. Now we want to spoon in a dollop of that cream cheese mixture, or a little bit more if you're like me, like cream cheese.
Dollop plus.
Yes, sir. And so we got that cream cheese in that center of that meat mixture there in our hand. And now we just want to add in a pinch more meat, and then you want to just kind of crimp it, the meat mixture with the cream cheese in the center, where it starts to make a ball, and then you roll it in your hand a bit till all the seams are pinched together.
Oh, this is going to be good. I know. It's going to be good.
It's a favorite, man. I've done these for Super Bowl parties, you know, even CFL games and everything as well. And then we want to repeat that step with until we use all the meat there and all the cream cheese, right? So the next thing you want to do is refrigerate the meatballs that we just made. You want to just cover them in plastic and refrigerate them for anywhere 1 to 8 hours. And I've even gone as far, Brent, as I've made so many of these where I've actually just froze them.
Oh, yeah.
So I could break out, you know, a couple months down the road, if you will. So, so now we're going to get the smoker fired up to 225 degrees. And I like to get my cast iron skillet out and put that on the grill where it's nice and hot, right? And so then we're going to add those meatballs in that cast iron skillet once it's nice and hot. And we want to just close the lid, and we're going to cook those meatballs today, hit an internal temperature of about 160, 165 degrees. And I think that takes anywhere, depending on your smoker or grill, takes anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour or so. And after that, Brent, after that 45 minutes, hour, once they're ready, just remove them from the skillet. And again, we got to allow it to cool a little bit, because I told you in the past, I bit into a hot meatball or one of those armadillo eggs and, you know, got scorched there. but after it cools, Brent, guess what?
It's eating time.
It's eating time, man.
And that's why you got to have a cold beer handy in case the meatball is too hot. You know, this sounds like the kind of thing, you know, you make, say, 24 of these. You don't want to share those. Like, that'll be the kind of thing all your friends will scarf them all down. So this is, sounds like something you just make for yourself and the kids, I think, you're building.
It can be, but I have made as many as about 24.
Nice.
Right. And, it, you know, was able to share and everything. And just, you know, even with the cream cheese, one of my cheat methods is the microwave. So sometimes I'll just pop the cream cheese in the microwave there, just, you know, let it soften up a bit, then add the jalapenos.
Oh, man, that sounds so good. I'm trying it. Belton, have yourself a great weekend.
Hey, have a good one, Brent.
All right, take care. Belton Johnson, of course, he's on here every Friday for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association. And today, jalapeno popper meatballs. Oh, I can just see them. You know, this is, he's making them. I made some meatballs for spaghetti here just a while ago, and I never really had good success making meatballs because I was making them on the stovetop, you know, on a frying pan. And you're always, you know. So I made him in the oven this time. Oh, man, were they so good. Anyway, thank you, Belton. It's eating time every Friday morning just after 11 on 650 CKOM. It's the Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux with you till 12:30 today. Evan's back next week. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.